This is Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor, welcoming podcaster and author Devin Nunes, also a member of Congress. But right now, it's the resident of the San Joaquin Valley, the bread and fruit basket of the world, connected intimately to the Sequoia National Forest, the national monuments of General Sherman and his colleagues at risk with a wildfire. Devin, a very good evening to you. You've told me how close you are to the Sequoias. Never more closer than right now because of the air quality, which is reported poor in most of Northern California because of the Caldor Fire and now the KHP Complex Fire, which is threatening the Sequoias. How is it in Visalia and in the valley? Good evening to you, Devin.
Well, thank you, John. Tulare County, my home county, is the home to most of the giant sequoia trees, the largest ones, the largest living things in the world. They're over 2,000 years old, 300 feet tall, and really amazing if you ever get a chance to see them. Let's hope that they survive. So far, the largest ones, the General Sherman tree, is safe, and it should remain safe because about 10 years ago, we almost lost them. But thankfully, it's one of the few places where we've had intense forest management. But, you know, the challenge with forest management is if you don't have a place to take all the trees to, if you're not getting in, cutting out the trees, taking out the trees, and then turning them into using them for lumber, then they build up and up and up, and the fuel builds up, and then it gets extremely, you know, hot when a fire starts. So it's been, we've largely been spared the smoke this year, unlike last year. Where we had, you know, almost 2 months that we couldn't see the sun because it was in our backyard, the fires that were in our backyard. Because I'm more in central California, what would be the central southern Sierra Nevada, which is where most of these old giant sequoia trees grow. However, the last week it has turned really dark, really smoky. I'm actually on the road right now. I got a call this morning from my family. Unfortunately, my daughter, the classes have been canceled. My daughter had a soccer game today. It's been canceled. So people are all sheltering in their homes, trying not to breathe in the smoke that is, I guess, just absolutely horrible. So, John, I'm on the road in Pittsburgh on the Freedom Tour and getting ready to head back to Washington, D.C., but I've been recruiting candidates out here. Pennsylvania, as you know, is going to be a very important state moving into next year.
My hometown state, the Keystone State. I watch it very carefully. Now, we have news from back home. This is the Visalia Times Delta. Headline, Governor Gavin Newsom visits Sequoia National Park amid KNP complex fire, signs $15 billion climate bill. First graph, Governor Gavin Newsom signed an unprecedented, that's in quotes, $15 billion climate package while perched in front of the iconic Sequoia National Park entrance sign, now eerily covered in fire-resistant wrap. Well, it's good the governor showed up, Devin, but where was he before? Because these fires are being driven by the fuel, the underbrush, that is not managed properly by California.
Yeah, John, this is a joke. I mean, this is why these are cultists. He's a cult leader. So, you know, they come in the backdrop with the fires burning and all that and say, climate change, global warming. And it's all a lie. I mean, the climate may be changing, but to blame the fires on global warming, you have to be brain dead. So these are really cult leaders. They're poisoning our kids. The whole reason why there's, it's just like what I said earlier, the reason why these fires are like this is because we are no longer taking care of the forest. We used to have dozens of timber mills spread throughout from the southern to the central to the northern Sierra Nevada mountain range. Now we have one small mill that is left. It can't possibly keep up. Plus, when Bill Clinton created the Sequoia National Monument, he did not let any logging, nobody on into the forest. That's about 500,000 acres, and largely that's what's been burning the last few years. So this is it's embarrassing that people believe that. I feel bad for people to believe it because you just simply can't reach enough people in California. When you have leaders like this that run out there, they get in front of the smoke and say, oh my God, it's global warming. Let's spend some more of your taxpayer money. And guess what? You might as well burn up the $15 billion because what will happen over the course of the next 4 or 5 years is this fuel will build back up and it will burn again. It's as simple as that.
There is a drought in your home state of California. California water markets can help bring state's groundwater as one headline. Firefighters hope cooling temps help battle California blaze. Thirsty atmosphere is propelling Northern California's drought into the record books. We've touched on this before, Devin. Yeah. Now we have news that the Colorado River is unusually low and that next year Lake Mead, which is the reservoir for water for many states, may be so low that it's in disaster zone. So you have a drought that's sitting on you, but the drought that's sitting on the San Joaquin Valley is, as you've instructed me, man-made. Does it remain a mystery to Sacramento that the drought of the San Joaquin Valley can be corrected, not waiting for the eons?
It's like we've talked about. So remember the Lake Mead, that area, they are having an unusual drought. It's a different area than ours, believe it or not. The San Joaquin Valley, this is not unusual. We've had 2 years of below normal rainfall, very, very normal. That happens. Typically, we can go up to 5 years. And the key here is over the last 20 years, as we talked about on your show many times, we're not holding back the water and moving the water through the system of aqueducts. We're letting the water in these wet years go out to the ocean. And so, and this is once again, they'll blame climate change and global warming, but it's simply not true. It's not the case. And it's unfortunate, but look, we're in desperate need. Pretty much we have to have above average rainfall every single year in order to not be in a drought situation because they let the water go out to the ocean on the wet years. It's no different and no crazier than if you let all the trees grow and grow and grow, pretty soon a lightning strike hits and they all burn down. So all the socialist Democrats can blame, they can worship all the cult gods they want, the global warming gods, but the reality is if you don't save water in wet years, you won't have any for the dry years. And if you don't cut down and manage the forest and take out the old timber and have a place to do it in, it will burn up. If you don't turn it into lumber, it burns.
We have a headline also from Marin County Independent Journal. The San Joaquin Valley town of Corcoran is sinking. It's fallen as much as 11.5 feet in some places, damaging drinking wells, changing the town's flood zones, and undermining critical infrastructure. Is this your area, the San Joaquin Valley?
Absolutely. It's an area just a few miles from where I grew up, about 15, 20 miles from where I grew up. But it's happening all over the valley. And what's happening, because they're not moving the water around and sinking water in these wet years, so when it stops raining in March, April timeframe and the crops begin to grow, you have to use irrigation. That's why we have major dams, aqueducts, canal systems that move that water around. In dry years, you rely on the water aquifer. So you may not have a lot in the canals, but you can pull water from beneath the ground. But what's happened over the last 20 years, because they haven't been delivering the water in those super wet years, you end up with a situation where you have to pump more water. So now we've been pumping more water out of the ground than what's being put in. So the ground is sinking, which, by the way, is an absolute, no question, environmental catastrophe. So the question is, are we going to use our brains and use actual science and engineering like the founders of our state understood and capture water, move the water to where there's not as much water so that we don't have this problem? And that really remains the question. It's basically common sense, which is the Republican Party, versus the Democrat Socialist Party, which are using these every event to blame global warming to where we're going to have an issue where we just don't have any water. It's really sad.
Podcaster Devin Nunes, author Devin Nunes, author of Countdown to Socialism, San Joaquin Valley resident Devin Nunes, talking about the Sequoia National Forest and the drought and the lack of water because of what you just heard. Now, we're going to turn to Congressman Devin Nunes next because we have a report, although just momentary, from John Durham, the special counsel. And then there is the larger matter of going back to Congress and a vote that may come up this week about the Biden agenda. I'm John Batchelor. This is Friends of History Debating Society.